Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. Our good friend Sean Stone is with us in Studio A. He's the guy who's been with us forever to tell us what's happening in area stages and screens, and he has a great full list for us today, and we welcome him back to the program. How are you, sir? Nice to see you.
I'm fine. Nice to be here.
All right. Well, we didn't get to talk Oscars last week. You were away.
Think
I may have been away. I don't know. But
the week before, yeah, we haven't, you know.
We're catching up.
Yes.
So what'd you think of the big award extravaganza?
It wasn't as bad as last year. It was still too long.
Yeah.
But it was at times entertaining. And it was interesting. I got, the six big nominations, I got five out of six right. I never bet on science fiction winning Best Picture. I'm always shocked when something weird like that, when a comedy or science fiction wins Best Picture.
21 out of 24 was my record.
Nice.
Yeah. That was my, it screwed me up. Which films I really cared about, too, but the I didn't pick the live action short or the doc short.
Yeah, probably didn't miss much.
No, I mean I saw them all, but I had real fan I had real favorites there,
oh.
But and then other things won, but that's okay, it's fine.
Yeah, that was like you knew the Russian doping movie was going to win Best Documentary.
Yeah,
I liked two of the others better.
I agree,
but you know timeliness.
But it
know.
Was good, and it was also just interesting because it was like one of the sort of George Plimpton things. Oh, I'm going to put myself in the story,
right?
And then oh, by the way, I think I can also bring down the Russian government while I'm doing this.
Yes,
that's kind of cool.
That is cool.
Yeah. What did you think? So Shape of Water was the big winner, and I like this film because it wasn't my favorite of the movies. I wouldn't have probably I don't know. I don't need to see it again. Here's the thing, though. But looking at artistic achievement, and the key word there being artistic achievement in film, it seemed to me that that would be the movie.
Yeah. Overall, it had the most interesting ideas and had good character development, and the art direction was amazing.
Beautiful film.
Yes.
All right. And now we get on to next year, right? So the
that's right.
We start the clock and we'll talk about some films that are coming up later on. Let's go to another film that's opening. That you saw, rather. I apologize.
I saw the Death Wish remake from Eli Roth. It is his least torture porny of all his movies. It's his most restrained effort.
Okay.
Compared to the original, it's almost a family film because you remember
how
horrific the original Death Wish is.
No.
There's really nothing quite like it. You know, if you talk about 70s movies, it's like, oh, yeah, see Mean Street, see All the President's Men. Yeah, go see Death Wish.
Death Wish is a film. And so is it any good? I don't.
It has its moments. Bruce Willis is fine. They change the character from an architect to a doctor so that he can, of course, treat his own wounds. That kind of thing. But it has its moments. Here's the message of the film. Guns aren't necessarily bad, but guns are fine as long as they're in the hands of Bruce Willis.
Well, I mean that.
The public maybe shouldn't have them, but you know, Bruce Willis is fine.
Get the NRA to approve that. So I remember years and years and years ago, Roger Ebert was on the show. And Roger Ebert said something to me that I never forgot, and I just thought it was a great point, and I always think of it when we talk about films like this. And he said, you know, I never know why they remake good movies. I so wish that they would remake movies that were like an inch close to being okay and make them better. Remake those.
Yeah.
Try to make them what they could have been.
Yeah.
That's a fair point.
That is a fair point.
But Death Wish is out and Bruce Willis is working again, so all's right with the world.
Exactly.
All right. Now let's go to what's happening beginning in Troy tonight.
MPAC, Studio One Goodman, up on the hill. It's Ellen Arkbro. That's at 7:30. It's contemporary experimental ambient music. The description at the website is much more colorful, so I will direct you there.
Okay.
Down the Hill in Troy tonight at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall, also at 7:30 p.m., an acoustic evening with Lyle Lovett and Sean Colvin.
I can't think of how that could be better.
I've seen Lyle Lovett there. It's a great experience.
Yeah. I I love Why I Love It. I love Sean Colvin.
Yep.
So that's a great, that's
it's
a great match.
Night.
All right.
Friday night at the Colonial Theater in Pittsfield, Massachusetts at 8 o'clock. It's the great Ladysmith Black Mambazo, the a cappella group. Very, very exciting, very entertaining, and beautiful vocals.
Terrific stuff.
Friday and Saturday at the Funny Bone Comedy Club at Crossgates Mall in beautiful downtown Gilderland. It's Cedric the Entertainer. And there are two shows a night. There are different times each night, so you should look them up. I'm not
going to figure it out. I'm not going to screw it up.
You look it up.
Let you screw it up.
Exactly.
But a very funny man and has a neat career, so would be fun to see here in the Capital District.
Yeah, they've been bringing a lot of big names there. I think Jimmy Walker was there last week.
Very cool.
Saturday night at the Palace Theater in Albany. It's the Albany Symphony Orchestra Kennedy Center debut preview performance concert. It's a preview of what they're going to play at the Kennedy Center.
Okay. So it's a debut of the preview.
It's a preview of the debut.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, which is weird. The word should be reversed. it's four new pieces by Joan Tower, Michael Dougherty, Dorothy Chang, and Michael Torque. That's 7:30 at the Palace in Albany. Saturday night at Upstate Concert Hall in Clifton Park at 8 o'clock. It's the Country Fellows, the Eli Young Band. Had some big hits over the years.
Yep.
Should be a good time.
Maybe.
Saturday night at 8 o'clock at Cafe Lena, Chip Taylor, the legendary songwriter, wrote Wild Thing.
Oh, that's right.
Yep.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
And it will be at Cafe Lena.
It'll be at Cafe Lena. He also wrote Angel of the Morning. Remember from the Poseidon?
Those are two very different songs, aren't they?
Yes, two very different songs. He's a varied talent.
Yes. We'll go with that. Chip Taylor at Cafe Lena.
At Helsinki Hudson and Hudson on Saturday night at 9 o'clock, it's Dumpsta Funk. That's one of the Nevilles, one of the Neville family's band.
Okay.
So it's a great New Orleans funk sound.
And that's at Helsinki Hudson.
Yes, and the intro music was Godspeed You! Exclamation point, Black Emperor. They're going to be at Mass Mocha in North Adams, Mass. Saturday night at 8 o'clock. With Tasha Dorji, a guitarist who grew up on the west side of the Himalayas, will be opening.
All right.
So there you go.
A lot going on.
And as we, it's good. It's the big Irish week coming up.
Yeah.
So the Chieftains are going to be at Proctor's in Schenectady Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. And they are fantastic.
And that's like by law. They have to appear in Schenectady.
Yes.
But the couple days before.
Exactly.
St. Patrick's Day.
Exactly.
Yeah, I've seen them several times. It's a great group, a lot of fun. They're very fun. They tell great stories, and it's always neat.
Yeah.
All right, and now new movies.
Well, there's the big one.
Yeah.
The long-awaited A Wrinkle in Time.
This is my favorite book as a kid, and I just hope they haven't screwed it up.
I know. It's one of those that seems weird that it wasn't made into a big animated movie or something before this.
I agree with you.
And I think I read it in fifth grade.
Yeah.
So it looks interesting. The trailer is colorful and sort of dazzling, and we'll see.
And Oprah's in it, so what?
Yeah. Yeah. There you go.
What could go wrong?
Chris Pine.
Oh, Chris Pine and Oprah.
Yeah. Then we have Gringo, which is a new comedy starring David Oyelowo and Charlize Theron and Joel Edgerton, directed by Joel Edgerton's brother, I believe. Then we have Thoroughbreds, which is a teen thriller, sort of an indie thing, so it's aimed at adults. It's also Anton Yelchin's last movie.
Okay.
And then we have A Fantastic Woman, which was nominated for Best Foreign Film, did not win.
Oh, I think it did win.
Oh, it did win. That's right.
Yeah, it did win. And it's I've seen it. It's a beautiful film. It's absolutely gorgeous, Choyan, I believe, and it is a beautiful story of a trans woman who loses her boyfriend, and the family is just distraught by this and they start coming in on her. And all of the things and all the protections and all of the security that she had in her life is now shot to hell.
Right.
And it is a beautiful, beautiful story. And the actress is amazing. I mean, absolutely incredible performance. So
it has
highly
arrived,
recommended.
It has arrived in Albany.
Well, finally. finally. Yes, I ended up with a screener, but yes, it was very glad that I got to see it because it's a really special film.
And you watched it all the way through, unlike Jennifer Lawrence, who apparently said she shut off Phantom Thread about 5 minutes in.
Oh, I would have done that too.
That's the problem with screeners.
So all of those are opening. You can find out more by going to the. I feels ironic since you were the. I saw this film with you, but it was the only one I actively hated on the list.
There you go.
Yeah. Sean Stone is our cultural correspondent. He is here every Thursday. We're thrilled to have him. Sir, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
The list can be seen at wamc.org/roundtable. We'll be back right after this.